It's something we feel we know, but now researchers say there's even more evidence to prove that frequent blows to the head cause brain injury. A new study published today in the journal Brain from researchers at Boston University who studied the brains of 85 donors found that 68 of the 85 had chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or CTE, an Alzheimer's-like condition with brain tissue clogged by a protein called tau, which causes the destruction of brain cells. The donors included athletes and military veterans. Those showing CTE included pro football stars Cookie Gilchrist and John Mackey, hockey player Derek Beauregard, who died from an accidental overdose of alcohol and painkillers, and 6 high school and 9 college football players. Dr. Robert Cantu is co-author of the study. He's a neurosurgeon and co-director of the Boston University Center for the Study of Traumatic Encephalopathy. He's been on the program before. Doctor, welcome back to Here and Now.
Thank you, Robin.
And as you know, let's just get right to it. There's at least one doctor who's still not making this connection. The Boston Globe quotes Dr. Peter Wariner, who's director of sports neurology at Brigham and Women's Hospital. He says your study shows there is a real brain condition. There's no argument there, but still doesn't prove that multiple concussions or head blows cause it. Make your case. How do you know that this CTE is the result of concussions and not, say, a genetic disposition?
Well, Robin, it's not necessarily the result of concussions, but it is the result of head trauma. That's the one constant. The condition has been described for over 80 years. We've more than doubled the cases in the world's literature with this recent publication. And the one constant in every single one of these individuals is repetitive head trauma, not all of them at the concussive level. So those thousands or tens of thousands in some sports of subconcussive blows can add up and put people at risk over time. But steroids and a number of other conditions are not present in all of these cases and therefore are not the causative agent. The causative agent is repetitive trauma.
And you further make this claim because you had control subjects who'd had no head trauma and had no signs of the CTE. Have you ever been able to find, well, it's relatively new research, but so I guess you're saying you're not finding any of this CTE in people who didn't have the head trauma.
No, that's absolutely true. And Dr. Ann McKee, the lead neuropathologist in this study, in addition to doing the work for the Center of the Study of Traumatic Encephalopathy, also does brains from the Framingham Heart Study and from the Alzheimer Study at BU, and she does not see this abnormal hyperphosphorylated tau forming from normal brains.
This is why you are one of the people who'd like to see flag football up to the age of, I think, 14. You don't want to see any contact.
Well, there's no head trauma that's good head trauma. Let's not get paranoid about it, but let's eliminate it or reduce it as much as possible. And that means we can play sports in a safer manner for our youth who are particularly vulnerable to head injury and certainly don't have any informed consent about what they're doing to their brains. So I think that we should be playing flag football rather than tackle football under the age of 14. But with regard to the issue of chronic traumatic encephalopathy, which is really what this is mostly about, I think the most important take-home message is, whenever possible, reduce brain trauma. And that's most easily done in collision sports by changing the way you practice the sport. The National Football League, largely through the Players Association, has reduced hitting, full contact practices, to less than one a week, 14 over an 18-week season. And yet that reduction has not trickled down to college ball, high school ball, so on.
Well, let's talk about the pros just briefly. We know there's a mega lawsuit being filed against the National Football League, filed by former players and their families who say the NFL hid information they had about a link between head injuries and later problems. And then we are very aware today of some of those problems. This weekend, you know, we see the story of the Kansas City Chiefs linebacker Jovan Belcher killing his girlfriend and then himself. And this comes after NFL players Junior Seau and Dave Durson both took their own lives, shooting themselves in the chests, presumably so that their brains would be available for you. They both were in your study. You did find CTE in at least Durson. In 2006, former Pittsburgh Steeler player Terry Long killed himself. Former Philadelphia Eagles player Andre Waters shot himself. Both of them had CTE. I mean, the list goes on. Now, in the case of Jovan Belter, his team, first of all, says he did not have a long concussion history. But I guess just in general, there have been so many deaths. Is there a way, using your information, to see the CTE before someone's died and it gets to your laboratory? Is there any way to screen professional players as part of, their health care?
Well, right now we do have a longitudinal study. It's under the direction of Dr. Bob Stern, and we are looking at biomarkers as well as imaging studies trying to detect chronic traumatic encephalopathy in living individuals, especially detect it at a very early stage where something might be able to be done about it. And there are some very exciting imaging technologies emerging that may allow us to do that in a very definite way in the very near future.
Dr. Robert Cantu, co-director of the Boston University Center for the Study of Traumatic Encephalopathy, will link you to their new research at hearnow.org. Dr. Cantu, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin, very much.